In the wake of rising fears among environmental advocacy organizations, the White House has publicly denied any current efforts to revoke the tax-exempt status of climate-focused nonprofits. The statement was made on Tuesday, April 22, Earth Day, amid a backdrop of political tension, advocacy mobilization, and speculation about looming executive actions. No such orders are being drafted or considered at this time, White House official. The announcement comes as influential groups including the American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU, and Public Citizen ramped up internal discussions and external preparedness strategies in anticipation of possible tax policy shifts affecting 501(c)(3) organizations, the classification for U.S. tax-exempt charities. Rising concerns amid Trump's rhetoric. The growing anxiety stems largely from recent public comments by former President Donald Trump, who criticized the charitable tax status of Harvard University, raising alarms across the nonprofit sector about the potential for broader regulatory crackdowns. In response, the political law firm Sandler Rife circulated a memo advising nonprofit and philanthropic clients not to panic, even if new executive orders were issued. A public Zoom call on nonprofit readiness drew over 5,000 attendees, according to a Reuters journalist present on the call. This wave of precaution suggests how seriously nonprofit organizations are taking the potential for executive-level scrutiny, even as the White House maintains that no such action is underway. White House's Earth Day 2025 statement, "Energy policy, not audits." While denying intentions to revoke tax statuses, the White House did use Earth Day to highlight its environmental strategy, which includes investments in carbon capture, nuclear, and geothermal energy, support for sustainable forest management, a rollback of the federal paper straw mandate, expansion of domestic logging, mining, and energy production on public lands. President Trump's administration also promoted the use of tariffs on China as an environmental measure, claiming it would lessen U.S. dependence on high-emissions global supply chains. These measures were described as victories for responsible energy development, though critics argue that the environmental and tax policy goals of the administration remain deeply contradictory. Though the immediate threat has been downplayed, climate-focused charities are maintaining a defensive posture. Legal advisors recommend staying informed, documenting activities carefully, and preparing internal protocols should any policy changes materialize. Under Section 501(c)(3) of the U.S. Tax Code, nonprofits enjoy income tax exemption in exchange for public benefit missions and restrictions on political lobbying and partisan activity. Whether future executive orders will test the boundaries of these rules remains to be seen. For now, the IRS's framework for tax-exempt status remains unchanged, and no federal actions have been filed or proposed to alter this status quo. For further details, clarification, contributions, or any concerns regarding this article, please contact us at editorial@tax.news. We value your feedback and are committed to providing accurate and timely information. Please note that our privacy policy will handle all inquiries.